It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, very excited to say we have Jamie Morgan from Code Orange. How are you?
What's up? I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing well. Happy to have you on the show. Jamie, leading up to these two new songs that were released, Grooming My Replacement and The Game, the band posted an elaborate video showcasing a hostage situation. And prior to your What Is Really Underneath remix album, there was a mysterious Mud TV news report that surfaced leading to a phone number. How much fun are you having with these teases? And why do you feel it's important for bands to find these unique modes of promotion?
No, I don't know if it's necessarily important for every band. I think for me, you know, the visual art side of things is a big part of my enjoyment of the whole thing. And I've got some really talented people in the group. And I feel like we like to kind of slowly build out a world around whatever it is that we're doing, you know, and it kind of, hopefully there is stuff that you can take at a surface level that is enjoyable. And then, you know, the more of a fan you are, the digger you want to deep, the more clues and connections you can find between things. And, you know, things for everything from our shirts to our album art to, you know, these videos and promotional stuff and music videos, we try to leave all kinds of little connections and pieces of a puzzle that are slowly forming together. So I find that to be enjoyable. And I think it's a cool way to consume art, you know. Sometimes we hit it, sometimes we don't. Sometimes people click it, a lot of times they don't. But we kind of do it for art reasons more than promotional reasons, for sure.
Jamie Morgan from Code Orange with us. Here's one of the new tracks they recently released. This is The Game. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Code Orange frontman Jamie Morgan on the show with us this week, and we've been talking about the two surprise songs that the band released, Grooming My Replacement and The Game, and they arrived simultaneously. Jamie, can you speak to how these songs may or may not be representative of where the band is heading with their music in 2023?
Yeah, you know, kind of like what I was saying about our visual language and the way we present, you know, every move we make in terms of releasing music is hopefully a piece to a bigger puzzle, you know. So I feel like these two songs represented this kind of corrosive, like bug infested, heavy, straightforward, meaty kind of sound that I would say is piece of what we're doing. You know, how big of a piece, I think that'll be to come, you know, but it's setting things up for whatever we're gonna do next, and hopefully giving context to things that we've done before. But you know, make no mistake, we definitely don't fly by the seat of our pants with this stuff. We try to put effort into plotting it out so that if there's people that care enough to follow the band, that they're rewarded in cool ways. So yeah, I think these two songs, they kind of represent something bubbling inside of maybe what's to come that may or may not be very different. We'll see.
Jamie Morgan of Code Orange with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, a track from Turnstile off their latest record, Glow On, plus music from Deftones. More with Jamie. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jamie Morgan of Code Orange is my guest on the show this week. And Jamie, in speaking about the new music, you were quoted as saying the songs were from the bug-infested subconscious of a band on the run from its past and future. How much is being in the moment important to you as an artist, and how much do you second guess yourself based upon where you feel you've already been or what you feel are the expectations of where people expect you to go?
I definitely second guess myself all the time. I'm a big time second, third, fourth, fifth guesser. I'm a big time, you know, I feel sometimes two minds, you know, in almost every decision that I make in my life, I can see two ways to go. And I struggle with that on a daily basis. And, you know, I think that's something that maybe could be even discussed in future music that we may be coming with, you know. But it's important to be in the moment. It's important to trust your compass. But I don't, you know, have those things figured out. What I do is I just really try to do the work, meaning if I have an idea or there's a palette or there's a vibe or a riff or something I want to explore, you know, I try to write, I try to find photos, I try to watch movies, I try to listen to music, I try to read books, and I try to make the most fully formed version of whatever that idea is. So that at very least I can stare it down and decide if it's the right thing to do once I have something that I really like. You know? So I rarely take an idea to like the 1 mile line or the 10 yard line, you know, whatever. I usually take it pretty far, but no, I struggle with that a lot. I struggle with it. But in the end, when you put in enough work and you put in enough time, you know, time allows things to be as clear as they can be. And I'm very proud of everything we've done, you know, but I definitely struggle with indecision and with second guessing. You know, I'm sure most people do.
Code Orange frontman Jamie Morgan is my guest on the show this week. Again, the band released 2 new tracks and they're playing a bunch of festivals in the upcoming month, like Louder Than Life, Rocklahoma, Shiprocked, which of course comes later. Still to come, Jamie's going to be picking music from Black Sabbath coming up. Up next, music from Metallica. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit and more. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jamie Morgan from Code Orange with us on the show this week. And Jamie, the lineup for the band has grown over the years with Max Portnoy coming on board to play drums back in 2021. As you've approached new music of late, how has being free from the drum kit, knowing Max is back there, altered the creative process, if at all? And how has having Max with the band allowed you to grow as a performer?
It definitely has helped in all ways. You know, he's just a machine and he's just a great kid on top of that. And that's what I think is so important. And that's why I think we've really fully embraced him into the band, because we were really able to see what his character was. And on top of being really skilled, he's just a really good, hardworking person. And it's been great. He's very collaborative. He has absolutely no ego about anything, which is like, it's crazy. He's like the least egotistical person I've ever met. So we're able to collaborate. He teaches me so much stuff. I teach him, you know, I try to teach him about groove and about the kind of Code Orange push and pull that we like to try to deliver on songs, you know, just coming from the kind of music that we listen to. And he teaches me more about metal and metallic drums and technical things. And so I think we've formed, you know, I'm hoping to give him everything I have and just turn him into the fullest monster that I could never be, you know.
Jamie Morgan of Code Orange is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Lamb of God, Pantera coming up, and more with Jamie. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Morgan of Code Orange with us. And you spoke about like your merch earlier, and I sort of wanted to touch on the Code Orange logo. It's looking pretty damn fierce in your latest merch. What are your thoughts on seeing this ferocious feline evolve artistically with the latest music and having this creature serve as the icon and logo for the band over the years?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to have something that can stick with people. And I think we're really lucky to have that and to be able to do different versions of it and, you know, have those versions represent what we're doing at the time. You know, the last record underneath, it was kind of almost like this 3D sculpted out of ice, like, you know, technological panther. And this one, you know, is flatter, more natural. It's covered with these bugs. They represent what we're doing at that moment, you know, well, to me at least. I'm sure nobody gives a shit about that at all. But to me, that's where the, you know, the basis of how we choose to evolve it, or, you know, in this case, we kind of devolved it again and made it kind of, we added an element, but kind of brought it back to basics a little bit. So, I mean, it's just one little piece of the art that I love. And I think it's important to have strong, iconic imagery as much as you can.
Jamie Morgan from Code Orange with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, gonna play you a tune from 12 Foot Ninja that I just love. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Code Orange frontman Jamie Morgan. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jamie Morgan from Code Orange on the show with us this week. You can see the band at Rocklahoma, Riot Fest, and Louder Than Life in September. Jamie, you've had a chance to come up through the ranks playing these rock and metal festivals. What makes for a good festival experience for you? And what advice would you have for the acts just starting out in how to deal with the festival experience?
Well, you know, we've had a different path than a lot of bands. You know, a lot of bands I see that are playing these festivals, they're really new. And these are some of their first shows at times. So it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. It can be a good thing in the fact that they mold to these big crowds, and therefore they can play to big crowds better. be bad in terms of their own experience when things are going wrong. They're not used to playing to nobody. They're not used to having to turn inward and not just rely on whatever the crowd's doing. So I'm grateful for our experience of, we still have to at times, you know, really grinding it out. You know, we started touring in basements, VFW halls, living room. We did it for years, you know. We laugh now at what bands are charging. You know, we were opening up for bands, you know, $50-$75. Now that's not even like a thing that exists at all. So I say all that to say, you know, I think that it was hard to adjust at first, and now they're some of my favorite shows in the world. They're so damn fun. I mean, especially if they're even a little bit into it, it just feels like a dream when you're up there doing that. So just enjoy it. And if you're new and you're fresh and you're young, have respect and understand the opportunity you've been given and just take it, you know, kill it. Go as hard as you humanly can till you can't stand up anymore, you know.
Jamie Morgan with us. Thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck with all of this touring. Looking forward to hearing more new music, and very excited for what's to come for Code Orange. Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you for always supporting us also. I really appreciate you particularly. So thank you very much for the constant support, and we'll go as hard as possible.
Hey, coming up, music from Typo Negative and more. Stick around.